We hear a lot about self-mastery, but what does it actually mean to achieve mastery of self? Join me and the millennial overlord himself, Daniel DiPiazza, for a conversation that dives deep into inner power, self-mastery, and leadership. In this episode, you'll learn the real definition of power, what self-mastery truly looks like, and five steps to wield your power so you can rise up into a higher level of leadership. Daniel DiPiazza is a best-selling author, serial entrepreneur, and martial artist living in Venice, California. He's best known for his breakthrough book, Rich 20-Something, Ditch Your Average Job, Start an Epic Business, and Score the Life You Want. Daniel's been featured in outlets all over the world, including Entrepreneur, Inc., Fortune, Forbes, and even the cover of Founder magazine. These days, he works full-time leading Alpha Mentorship, where his team is on a mission to turn ambitious entrepreneurs into world-class CEOs through hands-on training and capital investment. If you are brand new to the podcast, please take a moment to subscribe, drop a rating and review. And if you are a loyal thought leader, thank you very much for being here again, and make sure you drop a rating and review. Today's episode is sponsored by How to Conquer Your Bullshit with CPR, my free training that will help you bring your message to the masses. Sign up for the free training at rubyfremont.com/CPR. Now it's time to start wielding power with Daniel DiPiazza. Welcome to today's Thought Leader, where I'm challenging you to rise up, speak up, and create a movement. I'm your host, Ruby Fremon, and I'm here as a catalyst for you, the new generation of thought leaders. I'm a kick-ass life coach, a bullshit detector, and courageous communicator. I'll show you how to gain visibility, build a cult following, and create impact while increasing your income. Join me every week as I dive into raw and real conversations that will help you amplify your presence, influence, and impact. It's time to unapologetically do what you're here to do and do it your way. So get ready, thought leaders, and let's make shit happen. Hey, thought leaders, I am back and I am excited to bring in a very special guest today. His name is Daniel DiPiazza, and we connected through his event in Los Angeles a few months ago by the time you hear this. And I was introduced to his work through my mentor, Gerard Adams. And man, Daniel, I am so stoked to have you on the show today. I feel like we're going to be going deep. And I'm just excited to share your wisdom and your presence with the thought leaders that we have listening today. So thank you so much for being here.
It's an honor. I really appreciate it, Ruby. And this is probably one of the handful of times that I've actually been on a podcast to talk about the work that we're doing right now, because we're basically going through an entire rebrand as part of the process of this Wielding Power Tour. And so I'm really excited to talk to you about it today, because I haven't shared much about what's going on. So your audience will be one of the first.
That's exciting. That's super exciting. Yep. So Wielding Power. I mean, this is an event that you created. I was fortunate enough to be at, was it the first one? It was the very first one.
It was the first one, kickoff in LA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this idea of power, I mean, your brand is Alpha Mentorship. I mean, everything that comes from you and your brand presence and what you're putting online exudes the idea of power. Why has this become so important to you?
Power is a misunderstood word. A lot of times we mistake power for force. And when you think about someone who is strong, who can lift a lot of weight, who can, you know, do something impressive physically, mm-hmm. you often find that they have weaknesses in other areas, right? Someone who's powerful develops their strength in all these different areas, not just physically, but mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And so power is the mastery of self. Mm. We don't often talk about power in that way. And so I think that especially now with how our generation is developing, it's important that we talk about this mastery of self. And that's what power to me means.
I love that. And I agree. I think a lot of people mistake power for force. And yes, it's totally a mastery of self. And we've also heard this word thrown around a lot in our industry, right? Mastery. Mastery. Yeah. Like, what does that actually mean to really master ourselves?
I put up a quote yesterday, which I think I want to quote myself. Because I don't want to paraphrase, because it was precisely worded. I put it up on IG yesterday. It came to me in the meditation. I said, I know there's a unique path in life that's meant for me alone. And when I walk that path with courage and enthusiasm, my success is guaranteed, because nobody in the world will be able to copy what I've done or duplicate who I've become. Mm. That is mastery of self. When you can walk your own unique path courageously and with enthusiasm to its infinite completion. There's never quite an end, but mm-hmm. through all the iterations of yourself, if you can maintain that journey and not be distracted by shiny objects, not be distracted by other people's journeys for you, but if you can stay on your journey, you'll master yourself. Mm-hmm. That might sound a little bit vague. A lot of times it comes down to, in the real world, pursuing what really interests you, mm-hmm. Developing a better awareness of who you really are and what you like, and especially what you dislike, what relationships that you don't like being in, what types of circumstances bring you the most joy, you know, what types of pursuits bring you the most fulfillment, and getting to know yourself, and then honestly and earnestly pursuing those better elements of your being, you know, until you get to a point where you can truly say that you've mastered yourself.
So mastery is really about us getting in alignment with what feels good and right for us, versus what I think a lot of people are falling into right now is comparing themselves to others, seeing how other people are creating mm-hmm. success or living their lives, and then taking on those habits or patterns or even tonality, like the voice and the presence of other people, mm-hmm. instead of actually taking the time to get to know who they are. That's what I'm hearing.
Well, let me ask you, do you think that it's easy for people to maintain their own personality when our entire social infrastructure now is one of natural comparison and, you know, self-advertisement? How do you maintain your own equilibrium?
It's so interesting that you say that, because I was literally just writing a post about this that's going out later today. And our entire world right now, we live in a digital era, right? Like we're kids are being raised in a digital era. We live in a digital era where social media makes it far too easy for us to scroll. Social media makes it far too easy for us to compare ourselves to others. And through that comparison, we lose touch with our power. Through that comparison, we lose sight of who we are. And through that comparison, we lose our voice. And it's not that we don't have a voice, or we don't have a truth, or we don't have power. It's that we're giving it away. We're giving it away by giving into the habit of comparison. And what I love about where we're going with this is this idea of mastery of self, because I think now more than ever, people are wanting this. Like people are really starting to wake up and say, I'm really tired of comparing myself. I'm really tired of this crippling self-doubt. I'm really tired of feeling this way. Like I want to learn how to master myself. But I think there's so many myths around mastery, and you'd said it earlier that it never ends. And I want to touch on that right now, because I think that a lot of people assume that you reach the state of mastery and that's it. You're there. You're a master. This is it. And I don't think that's the case. And I want to hear your thoughts on that.
Well, that's not been the case in my experience. I mean, especially in the martial arts, for instance. So I've been training for a number of years now, and you know, you learn that even as you develop your skill deeply in one area, it only creates more questions, which require more answers. And then there's this constant reinvention of, you know, your own, of your life through your own creativity. So there never really is a stopping point where you've achieved the highest level of mastery, because once you get to the point where you feel like you've mastered one area, other areas are unlocked. Mm-hmm. You know, my professor would say, you know, the black belt, most people think that the black belt's the goal, but the black belt really is just the beginning. You know, and I say, man, if the black belt's the beginning, what am I, a freaking fetus? You know,
right.
I must know nothing. So there's really no end to it, because masters are driven by creativity and curiosity. Mm-hmm. And there's no end to creativity and curiosity, so there's no end to mastery.
Mm, I love that. Creativity and curiosity. In fact, I'm writing that down.
Could you be a master at something if you weren't really, really curious about it and creative enough to put your own spin on it? It's impossible.
Mm, it's true. It's true. Because we have to be genuinely curious mm-hmm. about ourselves to actually get to know ourselves, to actually be willing to face our shadows and to dive deep into all those different facets of ourselves yeah. to understand what makes us tick. Who are we? Yeah. Why are we here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So for you, why is it important for you to bring this work out into the world?
No one's asked me that question yet. Here's what I think. Mm-hmm. I think our generation is at a very interesting intersection. Mm. I think that certainly I know that I'm in a bubble and you're probably in the bubble. Well, you're definitely in the bubble with me in terms of mm-hmm. the expanding consciousness. But then again, anyone who's listening to this podcast is also in that bubble. And there's more than just this bubble. So the bubble's getting bigger. People are becoming more aware of the fact that humanity is ready for a shift in consciousness. I'm not sure if every human being will make it, but there will be a shift. And it is, uh-huh. it's obviously coming, if not already underway. The millennial generation, I feel, is right at the center point of two worlds, the old world and the new world. Mm-hmm. I believe even that the generations after us will have a pretty important decision to make. They're either going to go completely into the abyss and be absorbed by whatever is happening technologically and socially and just get taken away, or they're going to make a choice to become mm-hmm. conscious individuals who are choosing their destiny and ultimately choose the things that drive humanity forward in a positive way. So I feel like we're at this precipice, and I feel like this message of power, this message of expanded consciousness, this message of mastery of self is for all the leaders moving into this new generation who are responsible for helping to make that choice. Are we going to be completely lost in essentially our own creations, or are we going to make the decision to evolve into whatever this next level is? And I don't know what that is.
Right. Yeah. I don't think any of us knows what that is. No. We're just following the feeling. We're just following what ultimately feels better. And I think you touched on it, with driving humanity forward. I really believe that that's the difference between those who are now in that space of awareness and those who are not. When you're in that space of awareness, you realize that this is so much bigger than just you or I, right? This is about us and we. Mm. And when you're in that space of not being as aware, it's just about you. It's just this, the your perspective and what you're experiencing. Mm-hmm. And what we're feeling, I believe, is this rise in the collective consciousness where there is a coming together that is needed. But yes. In order to come together, we need to come within and we need to step into our power, because how can we come together if we can't even own the power that we have? How can we then,
bingo,
right? Like, bingo. It just doesn't make any sense.
My only concern is that it won't happen fast enough. Mm. Because, you know, when you look at essentially the mortality of the planet and the damage we've done in the past 100 years, it has been tremendous. And my concern is that if we can't even come to a fundamental agreement on the fact that there just clearly are climate issues, it's not
right.
It's not a partisan issue. It's just the Earth is having issues right now.
Right.
We can't come to a common agreement on that. If we can't come to a common agreement on, hey, we have to collectively do something about the population increase. It's not personal. It's just the Earth can only sustain so much. If those are still like political and religious issues, and those are like top layer, just first priority issues, mm-hmm. it's going to take a lot for just to break that mass paradigm, and it will break, but how many years will it take and how much longer do we have? Even Stephen Hawking, before he died, was like, we have like 50 to 100 years. And that to me is like, wow. So we have to evolve quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have to evolve quickly. And that starts with our own personal evolution. That starts by us taking, owning our power. I think a lot of people get stuck in the, it's just the way it is. And no, it's not just the way it is. We have some control. We have power. We have control over our reality and what we're creating and what we're designing in our life. And then what we design in our life then has a ripple effect of impact outwards right. to everything else. So if we can all just have the courage to own our fucking power and use that power to create the life and the experiences that we actually desire to help move the collective consciousness forward, then let's all fucking come together and own our power.
That's the key. This is why I'm taking it upon myself to at least spread the word by going around over the world, you know, all over the world. We're doing New York next, July 27th. We're doing London, September 28th. We're doing Melbourne, Australia in November. And then we're going to circle around again. And really just, I know that, you know, it's not, I don't take it upon myself to try to change the entire world. I don't know if that's my role, but I do know that I have a voice here and now and the people that I touch. I mean, essentially it is infinite. If you were to like zoom out and look at a tree of connection, it really is infinite. And so if you came to this event and there was like maybe 50 or 60 people there, and all those 60 people in that room will take something home, it will have an effect on their lives. There are people around them who are affected by that. And there's this ripple, you know, just like a wave pattern or a pebble that you drop in a pond. Mm-hmm. There's a continuous rippling effect. Mm-hmm. So, and even just like the sound healing at the end, when those waves hit you, there's a frequency change. And so if we can continue to create these changes, it changes the frequency, you know, of humanity over time.
Right. So
we have to be those resonators.
Yes. And, you know, first of all, everyone listening, I'm going to stick the link to get tickets to Daniel's upcoming events. So if you're in a city where he's going to be, please go. Just go. Thank me later. Second of all, I think it's amazing, Daniel, what you're demonstrating with your events and where you're taking them, because I believe that every one of our listeners, whether they're already doing something or not, there is a desire to do something, but we can easily get caught up in the, who am I to be doing this? Or this problem is so much bigger than me. But what you just shared about, you know, the pebble dropping in the pond and the ripple effect, it's so true. I mean, it happens just from social media. I'll see a post and I'll be impacted by it. And then that impact will create some sort of reaction in my system that is going to register and then create a changed behavior or a changed pattern or a changed action or a changed thought. So there is a ripple effect in every single thing that we do. So this is the power that we own and this is the power that we harness. And we get to use that however we want to use it to create the impact that we want to create. But that really does take courage.
Yeah. And I wanted to ground it to the physical too, because I know that like sometimes it's easy to conceptualize this stuff, but then when you think, okay, how do I apply this to my life? So the first thing I would do is definitely check out Dr. Joe Dispenza. If you guys haven't read any of his work, he is a lunatic. I went to one of his 8-day advanced seminars. So now you're going to promote me. I'm going to promote Dr. Joe. I went to one of his 8-day meditation retreats in Toronto. Woo! Blew my mind. And if you guys have any experience doing psychedelic work or plant work, you can get to the exact same place. And this, I was always knew that, but this was proven to me through the work that we did with Dr. Joe. He spent, you know, probably 13 hours a day for 8 days straight, going straight metaphysics, biology, chemistry, history, quantum stuff. It was crazy. But read his book, Becoming Supernatural. And he gives a really, really interesting and illustrative breakdowns on how your thoughts actually affect the world and how thoughts create things. Because we hear that a lot on Instagram. It's very inspiring. Your thoughts create your reality.
Yeah, right.
But there's a physical component of that it's a real scientific underpinning to this. I mean, if you think about it, our body as matter is just condensed wavelengths, you know? So our body, the physical body, is just matter and energy moving slow enough to be considered matter. But everything that we're doing is creating a physical wave. And so there is a way to think about this in your everyday life, which is also just as helpful. And so I think that that's important to tie that in, because sometimes the metaphysical gets so far out there that we don't remember that it's happening every day all the time.
Yeah. Thank you for grounding that in. And it's true. You know, we can say thoughts become things and energy is everything, and we can say all these things, but it really, really does have an impact. Yeah. And everything that we're thinking creates an impact on the life that we are experiencing. It shifts our perceptions. It shifts our actions and our behaviors and how we show up in the world. It can shift our presence. I mean, if you think about, if you start thinking really negative thoughts, you're not going to sit there with your head high and your shoulders high. You're going to start slouching. You're going to start moving downwards in your chair. But when you think positive thoughts, you actually, your body starts to move upwards, and you start feeling more connected, and you start feeling more aligned. So there is a real underlying truth to this. This is not just some sort of spiritual wishy-washy shit that we're throwing at you. No. This is real.
No, absolutely not. Yeah, this is real. This works.
This is real. This works. So going back to the idea of wielding power,
wielding.
Yeah. For our listeners specifically, you know, say they're still with us, they're still into this, they're loving it. They're like, wow, you know, I really want to start to hone in on my power. I just don't know how, because we hear this a lot. Own your power, step into your power, rise into your power.
How?
When,
thanks.
When like you've been, for so many of us, we've been programmed to not, right? We've been programmed to be a certain way, to fit into a box, to fit the expectations of our parents or society or our upbringing, to fit in at school, whatever it is, whatever beliefs have kind of put us into this box. Now people want to be unleashed. Now they want to feel their power, but how? When they've never really done that before.
So I think I don't think there's one like, here's a step-by-step path. I'll go through a few things.
You don't have that?
No, I don't. I would be a trillionaire if I figured that out. But I do have some good ideas. The first one is, I would really recommend as a baseline, taking some personality tests like Myers-Briggs. If you haven't taken that, it's just a really helpful, practical way to get to know yourself. And a lot of the stuff you'll probably already know, but it will reinforce some things, and it will also maybe give you some surprising info. And there are multiple tests you can take too. There's one called Team Dynamics, another one called DISC. These ways of just assessing yourself. And I don't hold any stock in them being all accurate, but it's good to have a quote third-party perspective on yourself just to get some awareness. Mm-hmm. A lot of us, you know, there's levels of awareness in life, and some of us, probably not nearly listening to this show because I feel like it attracts a certain audience, but there are many of us walking around who are kind of just unaware of how we're perceived and how we act. Mm-hmm. That is an important piece of it, I think.
Yes.
As a foundational thing. The second thing I would say is take some inventory of your life up to now and take some time to honestly reflect on where you are in life. And the best way to do this is without assigning blame to why things happened. And to thinking about, you know, just, are you happy with where you are? And being able to, and this only being step two of the process might be so incredibly difficult, you know, just to even get past, just to this part of being honest with yourself about saying, why are things the way that they are? You know, how have I contributed to where I am right now? And honestly, what do I know I need to do to change if I want to change? Mm. You know, it's really important that just at the beginning of the journey, you at least make a pact with yourself to be honest. If you're looking to evolve, to master yourself, to wield your power, you have to be honest with yourself, mm-hmm. period. Now, you might even be not even developed enough yet to be honest with everyone else around you, and that might be a step that comes later, but at least be honest with yourself.
Yeah.
You know? And so that means really addressing the things that keep you up at night, really addressing the things that have been bothering you. And looking at those things and making a decision. For instance, let's say that you want to quit smoking. A lot of people will say, you know, well, I'm going to quit smoking tomorrow. You know, I'm ready to quit. You know, I'm going to quit next week. It's going to happen. And they keep putting those words out there, even if it's not verbally to themselves. And they'll keep saying that. They'll keep moving the bar and not doing it. Rather than say that you're going to quit and you're not, even in your head, if you're not going to do it, don't even say that you're going to do it, right?
Right.
Quit when you're ready, but don't promise yourself something that you're not going to do when you know at a deeper level that you're not going to. Mm-hmm. Be just honest with yourself and say, I'm not ready to quit right now. And even that small little adjustment from just not quite telling a fib to yourself reinforces the fact that what you say is honest with yourself. And so you start being more honest with yourself. You start understanding who you are, and then you can start to open up and have different experiences. And this is where the power really starts to accumulate. So one thing is start traveling more. You know, it doesn't have to be crazy overseas trips and really expensive, but start traveling outside of your local town. Many of us never leave our, you know, the like a 30-mile radius of where we grew up. That's statistically true, at least in the US, most people right. never go outside of their town.
Right.
Start taking some trips within driving distance at first, go cross states, maybe go to see, you know, the mountains if you've never been to Colorado, or go to Florida for a little bit. So start to get a little bit more aware of your larger environment so that you can get some awareness outside of yourself to see that, wow, there are other people around me and they're all having interesting experiences just like me, and I affect these people. Mm-hmm. And start to also find things that interest you too in other places. You know, some of my best, most transformative experiences in this deep self-work thing, I didn't even know it was self-work, was my early travels to when I was in college to like Egypt and Jerusalem and in Greece. And I had all these like, what I find now are like transcendental experiences of like seeing these ancient artifacts and understanding how long we've been here in the world and hearing different languages and then having to learn different languages. And like, that was life changing. And I didn't even know that was going to be deep work, self work, but it was, and it set me up because then I wasn't as scared. So you eliminate some fear when you travel and then start testing yourself. So, you know, if you don't have like a physical pursuit, I would get one. You know, you really have to stay in good physical shape. For you to have a full experience of this level of reality, the vessel has to be in shape.
Yes.
Because we're spiritual beings having a physical experience, and the underlining fact is we are having a physical experience. Mm-hmm. So we need the organism to experience the reality that we're trying to affect. And also the physical organism gives off vibration. I mean, literally, like we said, it's compressed energy. So your physical body is just like a denser, harder form of your spiritual energy body. And it's on the surface of it all. It's containing it essentially. Anyway, you have to keep this in check. And honestly, you should be pushing yourself. Work up to it in your own time. I'm not saying you have to go P90X psycho tomorrow, but get to a point where you're sweating several times a week. Mm-hmm. And you want to know a way to get spiritual? Push yourself, HIIT, you know, high intensity interval training. That will really push you. I'm serious. It will strengthen your mind. And you'll get in better shape, and a better and a more physically tuned instrument is a cleaner window for perception. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're tuned, almost like a piano, you play better. You know, so keep yourself in shape. And that also goes with like injury prehab and rehab. A lot of people who are unaware of their surroundings and their body, and they're not quite stepping into their power, allow their bodies to deteriorate and don't do anything about it.
Right.
You know, so it's like if you have an injury, you don't just say, oh, well, I'll just let it, whatever. I'll just keep it broken. I don't need to go to the doctor. I'll keep my tooth fucked up. Like, mm-hmm. we don't put a lot of respect and honor into our body. We kind of let it decay. And then we complain that it doesn't perform as we want it to. So it really is a routine maintenance thing. And that means like also internally, really, you have to eat better. You have to. You know, and I'm not going to go on a whole diatribe about diet,
right.
But that's the physical experience. You have to improve the physical experience as part of developing your power,
yeah.
You know? And then another thing, so we have just getting to know yourself on a personality level. We have taking yourself to new places and doing new things. We have pushing yourself physically, getting some sort of spiritual and or ceremonial practice. And this is there's a wide range of these things. So this is not one thing, but it's having some sort of ritual in your day that is at the very bare bones, personally spiritual for you. So for me, that means waking up, having my coffee, and going up and meditating, and doing my breath work, and doing my movement for the day. You guys had Dr. Brett on there. It's very similar. And that's my thing, you know, and that creates a sense of like reverence during the day, which allows me to tune in to just me. Again, wielding power, tuning into just me. Now on the far end of that, and I think even that alone is a perfect little day starter. So go back and listen to the Dr. Brett episode if you haven't already, and he'll tell you how to do it. But on the far end of that, there are like various forms of really training yourself spiritually and developing different channels to transcend. And there's psychedelics in there too. And there's you know, holotropic breath work, and there's, you know, lots of different types of ceremonial and ancient rituals. And that's all in there too. And I'm sure you guys talk about that, but that's also in the spectrum. So learning to push yourself in these different areas. And over time, you'll learn new things about yourself through these various processes I mentioned, which will allow you to step into your power. And every day you'll feel more powerful. It's not like overnight, but these will have a cumulative effect.
Yeah. Love that. These are amazing tips. And so much of the underlying tone of these tips really to wield power is to expand awareness. You know, the personality tests and taking inventory of your life, that's like expanding your awareness of who you are and of why you're where you're at. The travel, that's expanding your awareness. And the physical, I talk about this so much, Daniel. It's like physical body is holding your spirit. Okay. Take care of it. Okay? Yes. Feel it well. It breaks.
Yeah.
You need to take care of it. And that also is expanding your awareness because it's showing you what you're capable of, right? Mm-hmm. You get to actually physically, tangibly, in a tactile way, see what you're capable of doing, of achieving. And then the spiritual practice, yes. Yes, it sets the tone for the day. Yes, it sets it's almost like I always look at my morning practice as a way of removing everything that perhaps I've taken on. And getting back to me and then entering my day with a super clean slate. So these are all amazing tips that listeners, you can start doing this ASAP and start wielding your power. Yeah. So why don't you tell us more about, because you got me intrigued at the beginning of this episode. You said that you were going to share some stuff that you haven't shared before. And now I'm super intrigued, and I'm sure by now our listeners are like, yeah, we want to hear more about what Daniel's got going on.
Well, I mean, you know, even just talking about the Wielding Power Tour has been like something that I just really haven't done too much publicly. I think another thing that that I do want to talk about is how we're bridging this gap between kind of the metaphysical element of this, the I would say the softer side of this, and the more business side. Because I do feel like, for me, I had this like turning point a few years ago where I realized that like I wasn't being my full self because I was only really focusing on the tactical and strategic business stuff, because that's the image I built through the book that I wrote.
Right.
And as I changed, a lot of my thought processes changed. I literally still am and was going through the journey I just described to you, all these different levels of awareness.
Right. Like, as you evolved.
Yeah. As I evolved. I mean, you know, cause I thought about, you think about like the book, Rich 20 something was my first book. Yeah. And that book came out when I was 28. I wrote it when I was 26 based on things that I was thinking when I was 23. Mm-hmm. So you change a lot. And that was almost 10 years ago now. You change a lot. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, man, you know, I really want to bridge this gap between the business side of this personality that I built online and the work that I'm also really deeply interested in personally, because I feel like there is a strong cross-section of entrepreneurs and leaders who are, you know, very much into making money and want to build big businesses, but also really want to stay deeply connected to self.
Yeah.
And through that, Alpha Mentorship was born. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what the entire umbrella of Wielding Power has been under, the Alpha Mentorship umbrella. And I really haven't talked about why we built this company pretty much anywhere else. The reason why we built it is because we wanted to facilitate that connection. And so our motto, our slogan is improve the leader, improve the business. Mm-hmm. Because we know that when you improve as a person, as you know, as a leader of your company or your tribe, your people, the business naturally improves. Mm-hmm. It's because really, I mean, talking about vibrations and, you know, everyone else being an extension of you, your business is also an extension of you, you know, healthy person, healthy business. Mm-hmm. And so that's the type of work we've been doing. We're working right now with a group of people in our accelerator and taking them through really deep work personally and really great strategic work as well. It's called Profit Paradigm. So if you guys go to alphamentorship.com, you can check it out. We have articles up there and videos. And so this is kind of like, this is like the phoenix rising from the ashes of rich 20-something.
I love it. I love it. And what you're demonstrating, and I just want to point this out to our listeners too, is how you can bring your evolution into the work that you do, right? Just because you're known for something doesn't mean that that is the end all be all of what you're building, of your movement, of your mission, of your brand. It's like you get to evolve. As you evolve, you get to evolve your brand. You get to involve your movement and your purpose and the work that you're doing. So yeah. I love this.
Look at Miley Cyrus. Miley Cyrus was rapping 2 years ago.
Right.
She apologized for that recently, by the way. She said, guys, I'm sorry. That wasn't for me. I should have stayed in my lane. It's okay. We forgive her. On behalf of the Black delegation, you are forgiven, Miley Cyrus.
Miley, if you're listening, did you hear that?
She doesn't give a damn. She is fine without my acknowledgement.
Awesome. Well, Daniel, I have really enjoyed this conversation, and I know that our listeners are going to want more of you. So I'm going to drop all your links in the show notes. And again, I'm going to emphasize, if you're in a city or near a city where Daniel will be speaking with his Wielding Power Tour, go buy a ticket. Go attend and experience him live. Go buy a ticket. Subliminal.
That wasn't that subliminal. That was very liminal.
That was. Well, Daniel, do you have any final thoughts that you'd love to share with our audience before we
Final thoughts. Improve the leader, improve the business. I want you to think on that. I want you to ruminate on that. Improve the leader, improve the business. Think about how everything that you do is improved through improving you.
I love that. I love that. Thank you so much, Daniel, for bringing your wisdom to the show. I so appreciate you. I appreciate your presence, and I appreciate the work that you're doing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And to our listeners, thank you for joining me and Daniel on today's Thought Leader, where we are challenging you to rise up, speak up, and create a movement. If you want to hit us up and you've got something to say about this episode, please do so. Hit us up on social media. The links are in the show notes. And please share this episode with a friend. Don't forget to drop a rating and review. And I will see you all back here next Monday for a brand new episode of today's Thought Leader.